This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. The number is 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you are with us on this Friday morning, December the 15th. Speaking of the Opie Chicken House, we drove by that a few times last night, Chuck.
Yeah, we kind of did.
Chuck and I were in Opie judging Christmas lights. But I understand that the Chicken House, they had like a cater for 1,000. They're amazing what they do there, aren't they?
Wowzers.
Indeed. Rainfall 42 degrees, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this Friday morning by Lisa Keith, the director of the David Trailer Zoo. Lisa, good morning and happy holidays to you.
Good morning and happy holidays to you two lovely, jolly people.
Well, thank you for joining us here today. How are things going at the zoo as we really go, the last 2 weeks before the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, it's a fun time of year. The lights are on every evening from 6 to midnight, and so we have lots of traffic driving by the zoo in the evening, so that's fun. And, of course, you know, we're getting ready to hopefully move back into our new space coming soon.
Coming soon, yeah. It looks like you're making pretty good progress out there, Lisa.
We are. So the whole west half of the building is just all but complete, so that's exciting for us. The east half is going to take a little bit longer. Those exhibits and things like that for the ambassador animals just take us a little longer to get some of that material. But we hope to move back into our offices and be back home in January.
Woo!
Boy, that's not bad.
That's not far away, is it?
Yeah, we're excited.
Boy, talk a little bit about how the construction year that has been, because you guys have done a lot of work here on site in a couple of different ways.
Well, my goodness. Let's see. We finished a new parking lot earlier this year. We put in bus parking. And then, of course, that Zoo Education Center piece is just huge. I really think the community is going to be thrilled, or at least I hope they are, with the finished product. And I think it's going to be such a great educational component for the community.
Well, let's get an update on Flint. Was there some dental work that was required for our mountain lion?
Yes. So earlier this fall, we did a complete physical on him with sedation. And so we had the K-State Veterinary Health Center come down, so Dr. Schrader and his team, and they did a complete physical. We're contracted with them, and then Dr. Mendoza is our local contracted vet. So he was there as well. But they determined at that time when they were doing his oral cleaning that he may need some attention with some teeth. And so they called in Dr. Winner, who is a wildlife dentist and oral surgeon. And so he was here earlier this week, and we were able to do two root canals on him. Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody's had one of those, they know it's not comfortable. Of course he was sedated through that whole situation, and we did move him from his enclosure. So if you saw that the zoo was closed for a few hours, it was because we were actually moving him from his enclosure across the street to our veterinary facility. And we were taking all precautions for safety during that time. So
it makes a lot of sense. So is Flint back up to normal speed yet, or is he approaching that right now as we get through the week?
Or is he grumpy?
Or is he just plain grumpy, yeah. Right?
I would have to say he was a little grumpy that first day after wake up. But the next day, he was eating on both sides and seemed to be comfortable. So our animal care staff watch him very closely, and he is on some medication for pain. But he's doing really well. So, and okay. Hats off to those people who come and do that kind of stuff for our animal world. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. How about the tamarins? Because I know that we were, you know, what is it? They were tentatively introduced, what, about a month, month and a half ago?
Yeah, and, you know, they're doing great. I think it's a pretty exciting thing that all three are thriving and doing well. They're starting to move off their little family to explore a little bit on some of the branches nearby, and they're starting to kind of pick food out of the food bowl and kind of mimic mom and dad. So it's fun to watch, and they're so cute too. And so it's, you know, they're almost getting too heavy for mom to carry all three. So they split that up. You know, usually brother takes one, dad tries, but dad's really old. So.
Well, it's the holiday season, and the zoo looks beautiful, you know, with the lights, but, you know, with all the renovations that have happened, you know, the entrance is just gorgeous. And how has attendance been this year, Lisa?
You know, I think we're probably going to break this month, last year's visitation goal. So we'll be up there around that high 80s, probably 1,000 visitors.
That's great.
So, yeah, it is wonderful. And I think that the new education center is going to just make it even more exciting for people that want to come and visit.
Well,
there's going to be a lot of fun things inside that building.
Yeah, and you got new parking out there, too. So that's is going to give, I guess, more groups that come in maybe a little more enticing, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's what we hope for. We hope to, you know, bring our education and conservation efforts to everyone, and hopefully they come and enjoy a beautiful zoo. That's our goal. It's our mission.
Lisa, let me ask you, what's, I guess, on the construction front ahead for 2024? Because I know that you know, what we have and getting you guys back into, your official longstanding home isn't everything that's coming here next year.
Yeah, so next on the horizon, I guess, we'll probably be redoing the old lemur exhibit for the king vulture. Wallaby will be really close, probably behind that. Cereopsis probably right on the heels of that, and we will have to do some more fundraising for our otter exhibit. So with the costs of everything since COVID, you know, the prices have gone up, so we will have to do some more fundraising to get the otters here, but I think that the community is excited about that, so I hope that we're successful in being able to complete that in a few years too.
Okay, so you kind of answered my question there. So all told, when would you like to have everything done on your list?
You know, if we could get all the funds for the otter, I would really love to have it done by the end of 2025.
Okay, well, that'd be great.
Sweet.
And speaking of fundraising, do you have a save the date for us for the zoo auction?
Yeah, so it's March the 1st. So it's coming right up, and invitations are going to go out right after the first of the year. So get that date on your calendar.
Great.
And get your cowboy duds ready.
Sweet.
Can't wait.
Sounds good. Lisa, anything else that you wanted to bring up here either for the holidays or getting into early next year?
You know, it's going to be a fun year. I think getting into that new building, we're going to be offering a lot of new fun things in the classrooms, a lot of tours. So I think that 24 is going to be a pretty exciting year for everyone. And we can't thank you enough for always being there to support the zoo in every effort that we delve into. So thank you for everything you guys do.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying that. We appreciate that, and we, of course, are proud supporters of the zoo and the Friends of the Zoo and all of the outstanding work that they do. Well, Lisa, to you and your staff and all of your furry friends and not-so-furry friends at the David Traylor Zoo, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much, and to you guys, too. Do you have time for a joke?
Always, Lisa.
Absolutely,
always.
Yes.
Okay. Well, who is a reindeer's favorite celebrity?
A reindeer's favorite.
First one comes up as Santa Claus, but I'm trying to think of the pun.
I don't know.
It's Beyonce.
Oh,
happy holidays, guys.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Keith of David Traylor. Beyonce. Yeah, and if athletes get athlete's foot, what do elves get?
What's that?
Mistletoes.
Oh,
see,
man.
You got to keep the holiday theme going there.
Yep, and I'm totally off topic there, so I'm just going to shut up right now. Want to let you know that next week we only have one newsmaker date left. It's Friday the 22nd. If you want that one for your event or activity, claim it by letting us know.